بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والدماسي والله رب العزة. We have recited until the end of the fifth juz of the Holy Quran. Inshallah, from tomorrow night we will be reciting one juz. So those who move around from masjid to masjid, make sure that this is the way you will be able to complete your khatam of the Holy Quran, listening to the complete recitation of the Holy Quran. Of what was recited today. From the starting of this, of the Taraweeh, the last quarter of the fourth juz, the beginning of Surah An-Nisa, Allah Rabbul Izzat mentions many different ahkam, many different orders. This will be done in this fashion, that will be done in that way. This is the way you will do this, this is the way you will do that. Starting off, Allah Rabbul Izzat mentioned about the orphans. If you take an orphan into your care and you look after an orphan child, how should you do if he has or she has any wealth, any money that the child has inherited from their parents? What to do with it, how to conduct yourself with it, and to try and make sure that you don't touch the wealth of a child, of a small orphan child. Why? I'm not going to be able to explain everything in detail, obviously, because there's a lot. But the one verse which Allah mentions, which is an eye-opener for anybody who intends doing it, or who have an orphan child that they are looking after, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَ ظُلْمًا. Verily those who, in an oppressive way, take the wealth of the orphans, إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا. Indeed, they are putting the fire of Jahannam into their stomachs. وَسَيَصْلَوْنَ سَعِيرًا. And in the near future, they're going to reach one of the bottom portions of the fire of Jahannam. So in everything that you do in your life, make sure that you do it properly. If your intention is to take the child and have a party with his or her money, then that is going to be the end result. If you take a child and you look after a child that whose parents have passed away, then there is, you are, in reality you are doing that which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had done in his lifetime. So the reward of it obviously is going to be of that type of status and that high status for a person. Further on, following from there, Allah says, يُوصِيكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي أَوْلَادِكُمْ. Allah explains to you as far as your inheritance is concerned. This is something which is of utmost importance. If you want to give your child something, you have a few children, and you want to give one child something extra, then do it in your lifetime. Don't leave it in a wall. Why? Because you decide to make, I make my wall in this way, this one will be excluded, that one will be included, that one will get double what they're supposed to get. The last thing I did when I closed my eyes on the face of the earth was, I disobeyed Allah Rabbul Izzat. That's how serious it is. Understood? You make your wall the way you feel like, what is the end result? The last thing you did while you were on the face of the earth, some person will come back and he will say, the last thing this guy did was he read the kalima. But in reality, between you and Allah Rabbul Izzat, the last thing you did was you disobeyed the order and command of Allah. Why? Because you left a wall which was your own desires. It wasn't the wishes and commands of Allah. Understand? So in this juz, Allah explains exactly who will get what portion of it. Again, unfortunately, because of the time, I will not be able to explain all of it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions further on, as far as who you can get married to and who you can't, who it is halal to get married to and who it is haram to get married to. That is all in the first four raka'ats of the Taraweeh Salat. That is what was mentioned. Then Allah mentions about your wudu, how to perform the wudu. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, when you are going on a journey, as far as qasr salat is concerned, as far as shortening of the salat is concerned. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about when the Muslims go out in jihad, how will salat be performed at that time? You going out in jihad doesn't mean salat will be left out. There is a specific manner that it will be performed. Obviously in today's time, if we don't have one Amir in front, it is a different thing. In the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, everybody wanted to make salat behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But obviously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these ayat, because if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went into ruku in sajda and the whole army went down behind him in sajda, what would happen? It would be the simplest thing for the non-Muslims to finish them off. So Allah Rabbul Izzat explains that when the salat is being performed, you will stand in salat with your arms, with your in the time they have swords and bows and arrows and stuff. You will stand with it in your hand while you are performing salat. Then when the imam will go down into ruku, the one saf will go, the other saf won't. The one saf will go, the other saf won't. Then the imam will carry on with the salat that two safs will make with him. The next two will remain standing. When they come up, the other two will go down and complete that rakat in this fashion. Why? So that the army will not get hold of you at one given moment in time. What had happened at that time? This is the obedience of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Allah fill the qabrs with nur. Allah give them the highest of stages. Some of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, it was in one battle, it was raining. And it was difficult to hold everything up in the hands. And there were some of them who had been injured during the battle already. Now already the man is injured, he's bleeding or whatever the case might be, his body is hurt. And the time of salat comes. What was the sahabi trying to do? He was trying to stand in salat with his spear or his sword. Allah Rabbul Izzat revealed the ayat of Quran that وَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِنْ كَانَ بِكُمْ أَذًى مِّن مَطَرٍ أَوْ كُنْتُمْ مَرْضَىٰ أَن تَضَعُوا أَسْلِحَتَكُمْ. That there is no problem, there is absolutely no sin, that if there is a difficulty because of the rain or of the mud, or you have a difficulty because of an illness or an injury, أَن تَضَعُوا أَسْلِحَتَكُمْ, that you can then put down your arms and perform salat in this way. وَخُذُوا حِذْرَكُمْ, remember to keep your post. إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَعَدَّ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا. And remember also at the same time, those who disbelieve in Allah, Allah have kept in store for them a very severe punishment. Now this is the ayat that caught my mind while we were making salat, and I thought that I must explain it. The whole explanation of the salat is going on. What is it? It's taken for granted that in your salat you will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From these ayat when you read it, it is taken for granted that nobody's mind is going to drift while he's in salat. So Allah reveals the ayat, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةِ, when your salat is complete, then let it not be such that your mind drift away from Allah. فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِكُمْ. Remember to keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in mind. Keep remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qiyaman while you are standing. So, for us now we are not in that condition. So while you are walking, if you are walking home, then remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقُعُودًا, while you are sitting down. If you're sitting now, or you're sitting after the salat is complete, or you're sitting in your car, let your mind not forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَلَى جُنُوبِكُمْ, and when you are going home and you are going to lie down on your side, at that point in time also you should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the question of your mind drifting away from salat in salat is absolutely not found in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. So let us see, beloved brothers, how we can inshallah al-Aziz put that into practice. Security. What are we supposed to have? What is the figure? For the security outside, we normally collect and pay them all together from the collection that we make inside the masjid. So we our bill for the month will be 3,500 rands. So inshallah al-Aziz, we request that everybody should try and donate towards it generously inshallah, and then as the time goes we will say how much we have and how much we are short. And by means of that, inshallah, we'll be able to collect the whole amount. نويته أن صوم قدي أن أدائي فرضي شهر رمضان هذه سنتي لله تعالى. Anybody who wants to give anything towards the security should give Abdul Fattah. I'm sure everyone know Imam of Security. Stand up, everyone can see you. Gracias.